This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Political heavyweights are making a final push in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as today is the last day of campaigning for assembly elections in the two states and the Union Territory. Single-phase polling will be held for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three public meetings in Assam yesterday at Barpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh. Addressing a rally at Hojai last afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है। हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं। कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की। बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी
The Congress also stepped up its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, senior Congress leader Kumari Sailaja targeted the BJP over the issue of the Uniform Civil Code. In Puducherry, senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin led an intense day of campaigning across the Union Territory. In Kerala, yesterday was abuzz with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripad. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan released the progress card of his government. Congress General Secretary and Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a corner meeting at Karacheri and Thiruvambadi. Meanwhile, for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal, filing of nomination ended yesterday. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal will be held on 23rd of this month. In Assam, the silent period for general election to the State Legislative Assembly will begin today from 5 p.m. The restriction, which comes into effect 48 hours before the close of polling, has been imposed in accordance with Section 126 of the Representation of the People Act 1951. During this period, all forms of election campaigning, including public meetings, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, will be strictly prohibited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey. Advancing the second stage of its nuclear program in a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam has attained criticality. Mr. Modi said that this advanced reactor capable of producing more fuel than it consumes. The Prime Minister also called this a decisive step towards harnessing India's vast thorium reserves in the third stage of the program. The first additional district and session court in Madurai awarded death sentence to all the 9 police personnel convicted in the custodial death of P. Jayaraj and his son J. Benix in Sathangulam in Tuticorin district in 2020. The quantum of punishment in the case was announced yesterday. Jayaraj and Benix were taken to the Sathankulam police station in Tuticorin district late in the evening of June 19, 2020 on charges of having kept their shop beyond the deadline during the COVID-19 lockdown. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir today. The weather agency has forecast thunderstorms and hailstorms over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.